Like, let's take a look at this Jaguars defense. Basically, a 4-3 defense, but they change those fronts pretty often, especially after first down. You're going to see a lot of odd man fronts, a little bear defense. Take us through some of the things that you see here.
Yeah, the Eagles fans should recognize a little bit of this from the old Buddy Ryan days. This is what they like to call the 4-6 front. So what these guys are looking to do here, Mike, is to be disruptive up front. They got basically all five offensive linemen covered up, which is going to allow these linebackers to flow fast. Now, at the snap of the ball, you'll see, Mike, the Jaguars have done a great job of getting penetration, clogging up the middle.
Yep.
You got the linebacker free here. You got this linebacker free here. Not a whole lot of space for Doug Martin to roam. And you see Geno Hayes coming around here. It's not a whole lot of room to run the ball. The Eagles are going to be successful running the ball against this Jaguars defense. Our offensive line is going to have to get a push up front because this Jaguars front seven is very physical.
Well, and the main thing they want to do is just like the Eagles defense, they want to clog up those run lanes and force the running back to bounce the play. And once he's going laterally, they know that their pursuit's going to get there and make a stop on the football.
Now, here's another one of these odd fronts that you'll see from their defense. Again, you got the three linemen in the middle, zero technique, five technique there, three technique there. Guys are covered up, and then the linebackers are dispersed. Now, here's what you don't see. There's a linebacker who's detached from this front, who's out in coverage. Looks like the Lions aren't going to have any problem in pass protection. But when you get to the outside here, the linebacker I was speaking of, he's lined up on the number two receiver, drops back into deep coverage. And when you see this from the sideline angle, this kid, I mean, it's 15 yards down the field when he picks this pass off.
Yeah.
First of all, he comes out here, reroutes, and he's coming in here in this area to pick off a pass that's coming from way over here.
You know, he initially, as you said, lines up at the line of scrimmage, but then they walk him out before the snap. Now, he's generally a rush linebacker, but when they walk him out, he has the ability to drop in coverage. He gets in the passing lane, and he picks it off. That's a second-year player, Branch, out of Clemson University, very versatile, and a guy to reckon with on the outside.
The purpose of these multi-fronts is to cause confusion on your offensive line and in protection. The Eagles are going to have to do a great job of picking up their man, calling out the blitz protections and the pass protections in order to contain this very, very effective Jaguars front seven.